Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Witchy Living Radio, and tonight's show is Astrology for Witches. This is part three. We are going to be talking about Scorpio and how its energy fits into our lives and how you can use it to do all kinds of fun things. And my name is Carol, and I am coming to you from the great city of New Orleans, and my co-host tonight and the astrology extraordinaire expert, or expert extraordinaire, I should say, is Dusty White. He is a friend of mine, and he is also the author of The Easiest Way to Learn the Tarot Ever and several other books, and just an all-around good guy. And we like him, so he comes on the show with me, and we're going to talk about all these good astrology things. So if you haven't listened to parts one or two, they are available on the archive of the show's page. And I would suggest that you listen to them to kind of get the basics of what we mean about some things. And also, you know, get on Google and get some basic definitions out of the way, like cardinal and, you know, that just basic astrology meanings, because we're not going to be covering those in depth. We're, you know, it's a lesson, and if you're lacking in any of the basic stuff, you'll have to fill that in yourself. So we're trying something a little different tonight. We really want to just kind of focus in on everything, so the show's going to be an hour long, and Dusty's here on the air with me, right? You're there?
I'm here and waiting.
Yay, okay. Is that everything I wanted to say? I'm so distracted.
I think you wanted to add that it's specifically astrology for witches. You know, we're not going into, and my boyfriend's a Cancer with the Libra ascendant and his Mars. Screw all that. We're talking about how you can supercharge your magic by knowing where your energy comes from. You know, and kind of labeling it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So tonight we're talking about Scorpio, and this doesn't mean that if you're not a Scorpio that this doesn't apply to you. Everybody is Scorpio. I mean, you pass through Scorpio time. You pass, you know, Scorpio energy is around
also,
everybody. So, yeah.
Everybody is an amalgamation of all the signs. Now,
right.
You know, it's like men and women. We're all humans. Some of us are more feminine.
Human.
That would then generally be women. Some, although I can be somewhat feminine sometimes, you should see me in a dress. Actually, that should not have come out that way. So, if you really want to get into it, which we can at some other point, not here, yes, we all have a lot of Scorpio. As a matter of fact, you can say 1/12 of you is Scorpio, but more than that. Whatever astrological house Scorpio is, for example, if Scorpio is in your house of money, you're a Scorpio when it comes to money, and that's all there is to it. You can say I'm a Leo all you want, but you're still a Scorpio
right.
when you get a dollar.
Right.
So,
one thing I do want to mention before you get into it.
Oh, please.
Hang on real quick. If you want to get your chart done for free online so that you can tell what sign is in what house and what planet and all of these things, you can go to astro.com, or what's the one you use, Alabe?
Alabe. It's Astrolabe, but it's ALABE.COM. And right at the top on the right side, the big button says free chart.
Right.
Yeah, click on that.
And
either one. It's like 20 seconds. Either one is good.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you haven't done your chart, get your chart done. You can at least look at it and, you know, start.
And if you are a Scorpio, we're not talking about you. Don't send us hate mail or hex us. We're talking about pure, raw Scorpio energy. You know.
Right. Okay. Well, you start talking,
right.
And I'm going to eat my pizza.
Okay, cool. Because I wanted to get in something that is probably a little bit advanced, but we'll start right in on it.
Okay.
First off, let's just run over a couple of keywords. When people think Scorpio, this is generally what they're implying. Or when you're trying to access, if energy is a spectrum, like a rainbow or a prism, where you can isolate it down, and yellow is yellow and red is red and blue is blue, You can do the same thing with the zodiac, where Scorpio is a band or a wavelength of energy. So in this wavelength, or bailiwick, we have things like sex, death, secrets, self-destruction, mystery, intrigue, metamorphosis, metaphors, illusion, poisons. This is all going by quickly, but there's a general feel that is assigned to this bandwidth or wavelength of energy. Now, what I want to bring out is when you're specifically using Scorpio energy, you want to use this to hold something in place, not like a glue. A glue would be like Cancer. You know, it bonds to you, it sticks to you, you just can't get rid of it. Or a sticky sap, which is more like Pisces. But Scorpio is a spider web. It's like tar. It's aggressive. It's aggressive and clingy, whereas Pisces is just like wimpy and clingy. And again, if you're Pisces, that doesn't mean you're wimpy and clingy, because you are not the sign. You are just, that's a part of you. Also, use Scorpio energy if you want to paralyze or freeze something in place, because again, it's a forcible binding. It's great energy for that. One other thing is use it to undercut structure, such as a relationship or a system or entity. A good visual for this are rats or termites. Unseen rats or unseen termites will destroy a structure and you'll never know it was there. Now, this can be good
tell
if you're
me about
trapped
it.
In... Well, if you're trapped in an... Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know that about... you have the beautiful hardwood floors.
Yeah, ask me how many thousands of dollars we spent a few months ago to eradicate the Formosans that had started building a nest under my front porch. Yeah. I know Scorpio termites. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, see, here we see it from a destructive point of view. But if you were trapped in a bad relationship or trapped in a dead-end job, this is how you get out of it. This is how you get away from it. By the way, happy Samhain, everyone. Today is officially 15 degrees Scorpio. We are
right
dead center of the fall of the year. This is a great time to go dig a hole in the cemetery, take everything you don't want in life, and just throw it away. If you don't have access to the cemetery, you have a toilet. You know, you got to be careful what you flush down the toilet, but you can always write something on a piece of paper, burn it to ashes, and flush that down the toilet. Make sure you pee on it first. Not to be graphic, but utilize this. Think about this. Your bodily excrements, the things that you are getting rid of, such as, well, pee is one of the least offensive ones. These are waste products. These are things you are done with. Being is that Samhain is all about death. It's tonight the veil is the thinnest. Sure, we celebrate this on Halloween, but that's an artificial date. But Halloween is trick or treat day. Everybody needs to go trick or treat and have fun and slut it up on Halloween. I made a post on my Advanced Tarot Secrets blog on this, so you may have read this earlier today. But today is the day where if you just are stuck in something and you want to get rid of it, take what it is you don't want. Flush it. I like flushing. That's a good Scorpios.
Toilet spells are amazing. Because let me tell you,
they're
something.
Easy and they really work.
I'm gonna get kind of graphic here.
Sure.
But there's nothing more satisfying than I really shouldn't say this. Okay, but I'm going to anyway. So sorry. There's nothing more gratifying than taking a shit on the face of a person that has just really wronged you in so many ways.
Hey, that's is
and there it
something
is.
That's done. That's something.
And
that's
yeah,
done
yeah, I said that out. I said that out loud. I did.
Well, see, you talked about it in a sense, and don't take this wrong. You talked about it in peasant magic form, but let's clarify so that nobody can make a mistake on this. The physical pooping on people's faces is done every day by celebrities, by politicians, by evil bosses. And I mean, really, sometimes they go to Thailand and actually do that sick stuff because they're sick bastards. But even not that necessarily physically graphic. So what we're doing in a metaphorical way, you know, you put a picture of someone in your toilet, you got poop on them, you're like, argh. That is a psychic release. That is a great feeling of vindication. It also has incredible magical powers. But it's nothing that doesn't happen every day to people by other people who think and feel that they're superior. So
right.
We're not talking about anything radical. Real quick, a couple of things I wanted to, since we only have an hour, I want to blow through these real quick. We need to mention that we are now in the twilight time of the day. Remember, if you look at the day from midnight to sunrise to noon to sunset to midnight, or any time during the day, it's a microcosm or a little tiny thing, the whole as above, so below thing. It's the as below to a solar year. Spring, Aries, that's sunrise. Summer, you know, that's noon all the way to sunset.
Right. Now,
yes.
At midnight starts with what sign?
Midnight is Capricorn or Yule.
So midnight to 2 a.m. is Capricorn?
Yeah, winter gets the rap as being the worst season of the year, but really it's the fall, that hence the word the fall of the year, that destroys the year. Winter starts at zero. When it's midnight, it's like it's as dark as it's going to get. It's not going to get any colder. It might get colder because, you know, it's kind of a delayed effect. You know, any of the lasting heat is still evaporating. But once you hit midnight, you're on the good side. It may not be pleasant, but the sun is coming back. Now,
I wanted to jump in real quick and just to remind, for those that are listening in for the first time, or to remind those that have listened to the previous podcast, is that the day, the 24-hour day, is broken up into 12 segments, and each sign kind of owns or represented in a certain period of time. So starting at midnight to 2 a.m. is Capricorn. And then every 2 hours after that, you switch signs in order. And then that will tell you what time your
magical time.
Right, and that's
a
good
right
magical time. So if you need Scorpio energy, but you're not in the sign of Scorpio, then you could do something from, 8 to 10 p.m.?
8 to 10 p.m. Or
8 to 10 p.m. is your Scorpio
2 hours
time.
After sunset, pretty much.
Right. So just keep that in mind, that you can access Scorpio energy every day.
Yes.
From
yes,
8
yes,
to 10
Scorpio
p.m., wherever
is.
You are. So, all right. Okay, so I won't interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, this is good. The things to remember is, it's really easy if you're saying, I can't remember this. Remember this. January 1st or Yule or Christmas, any one of those you can remember. That's midnight. Technically, Yule is midnight. But if you have to think, well, the first of the year, that's fine. Sunrise, spring, you know, that makes sense. Begins with the zodiac. Fall is the fall equinox is Libra, which is sunset. Libra is all about beauty. So these are cheat sheets to help you remember, kind of get in the area. And then you have to do is go, well, you got Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Those are the fall signs. So you've got 6 to 8, 8 to 10, 10 to midnight. Or just listen to the podcast a few times and you'll really get it. Scorpio is a fixed energy sign. We kind of talked about this in Leo a little bit. Fixed energy signs do not start the season. They do not end the season. They're the juiciest part of the season. Leo is the best time of summer. That's why we have Lammas or Lunaside there. Taurus,
right.
It's all about fucking. It's all about Beltane, mid-spring, love is in the air. You know, that's all it's all about. That is the exact opposite of Scorpio. Scorpio is about death, about mystery, about privacy, about secrets and deceit. So here in Halloween or Samhain, which is 7 days later, but you know, still same basic energy, we're talking about the mysteries and the veils and it's just black as night. So the reason why we have a celebration is to pump our spirits up, to get us through. We know we've got a month and a half just to get to midnight. It's like, oh, really?
Right.
Oh, God. Can we be like a bear and just sleep through this part of the year? But
I know.
Now, fixed energy signs don't go around changing things. That may sound obvious, but this is what Scorpio is not what you use to break something off. Unless you're out to kill it, unless you're just out to bury it and destroy it, because it's ruled by Mars, but it's a very good, Scorpio is a good defensive action, or if it needs to be aggressive, it is a revenge or vengeful action. So this is why you would use it to get back at something or get back at someone. And Scorpio is known for jealousy and whatnot, but they're also known for loyalty and trust and intense bonding. Scorpio energy is fixed, intense bonding energy. If you want something or someone with you, if you're looking to make a secret cabal or a group, Taurus or Scorpio energies are where you want to go. If you're going to do it open, do it Taurus. It's good. Aphrodite or Venus-ruled loyalty. Scorpio is much more dark, much more intense, and much more secretive and mystical. This is why the occult, as is a general word, just, you know, occult meaning anything that's not Judeo-Christian. That's why this gets such a Scorpio rap, because it's been buried for so long under so much lies, and it's been given such a like voodoo, you know. You say voodoo, people go ooh, and they get all spooky and stuff.
Right.
But it's great religion, but again, because of all the lies and puts a mystery around it, and all of a sudden everybody thinks it's cool. It's like, okay, fine. So now, one thing I want to touch on again is fixed energy signs are our storehouses of power. You put your money in the bank. Not because you want to spend it, but because you don't want anybody to take it. You don't want to spend it. You want it to sit there and rot. You just want it to, I mean, hopefully you get some interest on it, but it's not going to go anywhere. You just know it's safe. Taurus rules money in the sense of a bank. Okay, so if you can picture Taurus as a bank, we go to its opposite sign. Its opposite sign isn't Sagittarius. Oh, here's free money. We're giving it away. Its opposite sign is Scorpio is also a bank. It's still a fixed storehouse, but it's not a storehouse of money or possessions. It's a storehouse of secrets, like a database or matters of privacy. These are all storehouse of private secret information. So this is how you harness your Scorpio energy, or if you have something you want to keep secret or keep safe, you know, from Lord of the Rings, when Gandalf says, is the ring secret, is it safe? That's what he's saying. Can you keep your damn mouth shut? This is
right.
Where you want your Scorpio energy. Cardinal energy is great for breaking things off or changing things. Mutable energy is great for dissolving things. We're not interested in that right now. We're interested in making sure, make sure E doesn't leave the room. That's where we're at. And Scorpio's dead center of all this. Any quick questions or comments on that before I keep rambling?
No. Keep going. Scorpio is my youngest daughter is Scorpio, and she's November 15th, and she's like the personification.
You guys are like night and day, aren't you?
Yeah.
Carol,
well,
we're
similar in a lot of ways. She is just much more in your face with her things than I am. But I don't know if it's just because I'm older and I realize that you can get a lot more accomplished if you keep your mouth shut and just do your thing without saying a word. She's one of those, I'm going to show you. And
yeah, Scorpios can definitely be vengeful, and they don't take crap from anybody.
No, let me tell you something. This girl is wow. She's wow. But I have a lot of Scorpio in my chart, so I don't, you know, I mean, that's
Well, also, you know, you've got a lot of Virgo in your chart, and Virgos and Scorpios share a lot more in common than most people realize. It's like best friends. It's not like twins. They're definitely differences, but they like the same movies. They make the same love potions. They use the same voodoo dolls. I mean, you know, they swap clothes, you know, that kind of thing. I want us to talk about how Scorpio energy is all about mystery and the power of mystery. And it's about secrets and privacy. And it's also about sex and death and royalty. But I want to take these one thing at a time, if I may.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mystery creates power. That's real simple. The fastest way to create power, build some mystery, and people go, ooh, what is it? What is it? And you say, you can't know. It's a secret Masonic rite. And all of a sudden people call you a Satanist, but they respect you because it's a mystery. Whatever is mysterious,
right,
has to be good. It's like a movie trailer. So a little bit of the movie trailer, oh, this movie's got to be good. Because people will fill in the gaps, and that's where mystery gets its power from. So mystery creates power because it withholds information while gathering more information into itself. Think of Scorpio as an information sponge, but it refuses to be squeezed. So it'll soak up every bit of information it can, and it stores all that information just like a bank stores money and doesn't ever want to give it back to you. And this is incredibly valuable. Now, being on the outside of the information, it's kind of easy to get whiny and say, well, that's not fair because you've got all this information. You know all about me, but you're not telling me anything about you. Well, sometimes it's best to keep certain things private. I don't think I need to go into some of the things that we can all dream up real quick and go, oh, God, I hope that never gets out. And there is your Scorpio energy. Put a lock on it. Learn to love your secrecy and protect it. For some of us, being secretive is very easy. And others, oh, it's just too much fun to get out there and yap. And the next thing you know, you've just told everything. And then the cat's out of the bag. And I'll tell you one thing I've learned. Once the cat is out of the bag, you will never, ever put that cat in the same bag again.
Oh, no.
That's
no, you won't.
Cats are like that. They don't like being in the bag. But I digress. what I want to get at is that secrets and private information or privacy, these are all necessary to keep society moving. If you have an idea for a better way of doing something and you don't want your competitors to find out, you know, you want to profit from your idea, your secrets are incredibly valuable possessions. They're just as valuable as the money in the bank. And again, back to this, I like talking about opposites because it helps us. We talk about day and night and the differences. We can see that they're just two sides of the coin, but we can understand each of them through their contrasts. But anyway, back to the Taurus thing. Taurus hoards possessions of a material nature, but Scorpio hoards possessions of an intangible nature. And this doesn't mean that Tauruses and Scorpios are greedy. I mean, everybody has these two energies. We've already talked about that. But when you need to hide something away to protect it, this is the energy you draw on. If you need to draw this energy specifically and you don't have anything else, grab something black, grab a black candle, work from 8 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Get any kind of container that you can put something in, close a lid on, and hide it away in a closet, under the bed, and focus your intent on making whatever is in that container secret, private, safe, and yours. And that is a cheap, easy, fast, and highly effective way. You don't need to go out and get all the ceremonial garb, although it is kind of fun to play dress up. I've got nothing against that. But even if you are playing dress up, without that intent that you've just put into your actions, you're not gonna harness any Scorpio energy at all.
Mm-hmm. I like that whole little in the container and hide it in a closet thing. That's cool.
It's not, thank you. It's not really fancy and flair, but I mean, you can add your bells and whistles, or you can make,
I don't do the whole bell and whistle thing. You know, I mean, I've tried it and I feel like I feel dumb. I feel like I'm standing there and I'm like, I'm just going to do my thing. You know, it's like when I stick somebody in the freezer. You know, I put them in the freezer.
No, I like it. And see, that's another thing, because the freezer is great for Scorpio energy because it's aggressive. You know, what you're freezing is really constricting. It's saying you will not move because, you know, you're basically encasing something in ice. So it's aggressive, but it's fixed. You know, like burning is aggressive, but it destroys. Freezing is your fixed energy. It holds something in place.
Right.
Question in the chat room real quick about when working with planetary hours, what time zone would you go by or you know, and I would generally say wherever you are in space, use the local time. If you can use the exact solar time, when I say solar time, you look up in the sky. If it's noon to you, it's noon.
Right.
Now, getting to things like daylight savings time, you can't fool the gods that easily. For example, if I say Libra energy is from 6 to 8 p.m., but because of daylight savings time, the sun is setting at 4:30, yeah, you could probably go 6 to 8 p.m., but if you can, just do it at sunset. You know, that is Libra.
Right.
In the same sense.
Right.
If you look outside and it's twilight and you want to work your Scorpio or it's late twilight, go with that. We like screwing around with the clocks, and it's really pissing me off because now I don't know if they've done it or if they're going to do it. I don't think they did it yet because we just changed our clocks. My clocks changed themselves this morning or something. Well, most of them did. The rest of them I'm trying to figure out. But there was a ballot initiative, or maybe they haven't given up on it, where they're trying to incrementalize, hey, there's a $5 word, time zone changes. Like,
mm-hmm.
They don't like the idea of 1 hour, so they want to do it half an hour at a time. And
oh, Jesus. You know, I just wish we would just quit fucking with the
clock.
I
don't like people fucking with my time.
They would just leave it all alone. I mean, I understand maybe, I don't know, 50 years ago or however long it's been in place, you know, but it's not saving energy. It's not doing all it does is make people drive around more and they burn more gas because there's more daytime supposedly. I don't know. But there's all kinds of controversy about whether it's good or bad. It just screws with me. I was laying in bed this morning and woke up and the sun is streaming in my window and I'm like, oh, it's time to get up. And I looked at my phone and it said 5:38 a.m. And I was what? No, it is not. And I was like pressing the button on my phone like I was going to update it. I thought maybe like my phone was stuck in time, you know. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyway, all right.
I agree. It's funny because in a society that considers our beliefs primitive, we're actually more in tune or aware with what's really going on out there in the world than all these people who are running around with their fancy gadgets. I'll give you a perfect example. I like to think it's a perfect example. Dark energy and dark matter. And before everybody runs off and goes, oh, you said dark, you mean Satan, and you'll fuck off. Dark energy and dark matter are the terms used by quantum physicists of the black belt level who have discovered the fact that 98% of all energy and 95% of all matter or something like that. I might have missed them by one, but they're interchangeable. It's 98, 95, or 92. But well over 90% of matter and energy are undetectable, therefore dark. Dark meaning we can't see them. But all of a sudden we realize it exists. Well, isn't that what magic has been all about all this time, is saying there's something out there? We are, here is our process, science. Here is our methodology, more science, of making things happen. And we don't run around going, well, we're not going to do anything until we figured it out completely. What we do is we say, we know how to make this work. We're not quite sure how it works or why it works, but we're going to do it, and we're going to figure it out as we go. And we're going to get results because we want to have life. We want to go out and do what we need to do. Speaking of doing what we need to do, let's talk about sex.
Okay.
Sex is attributed to Scorpio because Scorpio rules the genitalia. Now, Everybody has sex. Or as George Michael said quite famously, not everybody does, but everybody should. Damn, that song was
right.
Forever.
But it was.
Sex is about bonding, which is about Scorpios are. It's about trust, which is what Scorpios are. Because Scorpios can't do a goddamn thing unless they trust you. Unless you have to be in their little claws and trap. Then it's great. Then it's all wonderful and happy. But if they don't trust you, you're not going to get anywhere. But sex is all about a communal interaction. Okay, this is going to get a little deep. It's a communal interaction towards pleasure or procreation. Pick one. You know, that if you're Puritan or you're just out having a good time, or both. You know, who says Puritans can't have a good time? Now, it is special because there's nothing quite like it, and it's a great way to have some fun, but it's an even better way to manifest energies that require close teamwork. This is why sex magic is so powerful. Now, people think sex magic, a lot of times what they're thinking is, let's dress up and play and have sex. And that's fun and that's great, but sex magic isn't that. Sex magic sometimes isn't very fun at all. Because you're channeling all of your pleasure and energy into a focused object or a goal, and you're not putting your energy into your lover. Sex magic isn't about being wild in bed. It's about the fusion of energies into a massive bonding that affects your goal stronger than any individual effort you make. I mean, you know all about this, Carol. So, I mean, it's not like...
Right, so it's more like a job.
No, it's not like a job.
As in work. As in it can be... work.
Hey, it can be work. I mean,
that's what I mean by a job, you know. It's work.
I mean, it's a fun job, but still it's...
It's a fun job. Still, I mean, it's not... I don't know. I guess I'm not using the right words. It's
You bring up a good point. And I was stealing a line from who sang the song? You say you want to be a rock star, blah, blah, blah. I just love that song. One of my ingredients in the sex oil that I used to make, and I'll tell you what, since Axe deodorant is out there and they've taken over my market, I stopped making sex oil a long time ago, and then Axe came out a few years later. Never really paid attention to it. Finally got a scent of one of their brands, and I said, that's my sex oil, and they're making billions of dollars a year. And I was selling my stuff for $80 an ounce, so I was okay, but I didn't make any money. I mean, we sold a lot of sex oil, but all of my money went right back into the candle business, so I didn't see a profit.
Right.
But it was fun to do, and the testimonials I got curled my hair. It was like, whoa, I gave you the wrong bottle. Would you bring that back to me? But, yeah, some of the ingredients were musk or civet and myrrh, amber, and these really deep, rich, sensual oils, and some other things. I mean, about 37 different ingredients I'm not going to name. But one of the most important ingredients was sex. No sex, no sex oil. Now,
right.
It was a string of different women. It was like one of those periods of time in my life. But it wasn't quite fun. I got a couple of complaints that when, I don't want to say I used women to make sex oil, but my attention was not on the person, and their attention hopefully wasn't on me. It was focusing it into the sex oil. I say this specifically because I want to make it very clear. If someone comes up to you and says, hey, baby, I'm all about sex magic. Yes, go have fun, play, dance naked, but sex magic is not about, you know, tra-la-la, let's all have a good time. It's going to be a pretty banal or boring experience because you're taking all of your energy and you're focusing it. in a very twisted way, let me use this example. It's like a baby. A baby is an attention vacuum. You need to sacrifice everything you're doing to make sure the baby is fed. It doesn't bump into things. It can't walk on itself. It poops on itself. I mean, this is a very, very important part of life. You know, you can't just go, oh, look, it's a baby, ha, 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 and then walk away and leave it. That's a real commitment. In the same way, sex magic is a real commitment. And maybe it's boring that I'm going into such depth on this, but...
Well, no, I think people need to understand the distinction, because they're like, oh, sex magic, ooh. And it's like this big, horny, lusty thing, and it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, well, wait a minute, that there's a purpose to it other than, you know, yourself.
No, absolutely. And
you're
rock off,
you know, or whatever.
Christians,
I mean,
or the outsiders who think that. I don't know how many practitioners, you know, come up and they're like, ooh, sex magic. It's like, yes, you know, look, sex magic is not tantra. Tantra is something different, although it can be, you know, good
exactly.
Sex magic. But as long as we make it clear, because what I'm hoping people will get out of this is to walk around properly educated, and they'll be able to see through bullshit. And if someone's throwing a game out at them, they can look at it and smile and say, do I want to play or not? And if you want to play, go for it. If you don't want to play, you're not letting somebody get over on you by tricking you into thinking something else. And that's another thing. Michelle brings up a good point in the chat room. That it's not about relationship sex, you know, or
right.
getting lost instead of getting lost in your orgasm, you're concentrating and focusing. Absolutely. It's not about you. It's not about me. I'm having a good time. It's about what can I create? What can I bring to the world? And it's very, very powerful. But the point of sex magic is to become one. Jesus sent his disciples out, allegedly, two at a time. This has been ascribed, he wasn't the first one to do it, but this has been ascribed to that whenever two minds or three minds, and more and more, but two or three minds get together focused on one event, that combination, it's not like 2 + 2 = 4, it's like 3 × 3 = 9. Suddenly things get squared and cubed, and they grow exponentially by the fusion of this. And that's why we're going off on sex magic, because when you do it right, it really, you know, grab yourself a partner, do it, get great results. Okay, enough of that. Loyalty. I want to talk about loyalty because it's another pet peeve of Scorpio. Scorpio energy is, again, it's intense, and it's not easy to maintain a high level of intense prana or sexual energy or trust without some guarantee of reliability. Carol, as a Leo, it's the same thing with you. You burn bright, you're fun, you're a great person, but you need a certain sense of stability. That Leo, that fixed energy says, I can do all this, but I can't just change at a moment's notice from, you know, you're here, you're gone, you're here, you're gone. And same thing with Scorpio's, another fixed energy. You need to stay here so that I can lavish you with attention or suck you dry or whatever it is. But this, like, you know, running and going and like a squirrel on crack doesn't work. And that's why loyalty is a huge issue with fixed signs, of which Scorpio is one. We're on the same page, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
No, cool. Well, I mean, I hate to do this because I know you are so brilliantly smart on all these things, and I'm trying to cram it in because I know we've only got like an hour. But and I want to really give people everything they can.
Yeah,
no,
I'm watching the time, and I'm watching the time, and I see the outline. I think
okay.
we've got 21 minutes left. So,
yay. Okay. Well, in the same way that, again, back to the Taurus thing, in the same way that a bank needs a strong vault to keep money safe, Scorpio energy needs a strong bond to keep the intangible possessions of the community safe and organized. You can't just floose around and expect to work miracles. Again, if you want to go floose around, have fun. This is not about morals. But when you're working with deep, dark, intense energy that is for bonding, remember you're going to have to draw a little circle you know, physically or metaphysically, you know, this is why this goes back to the circle that a lot of pagans or witches cast. Oh, there's various schools of thought on this. A circle is a constriction. It could be a square or triangle, whatever, but we'll say circle because it's nice and general and it works. And it also doesn't distract you in the same way, in the way that a square or a triangle might. But a circle is a constrictive force. You can have an inside and an outside. You can say, everything out there is none of my business. Inside here, this is just us, and nobody's getting in, and nobody's leaving. That is an essence of a Scorpio energy. And then all that energy can blend together. Now, other people like to just draw off of energy, and they don't need to use circles, but that's because they're using a different type of magic. So I just want to address that for non-circle casting people who say, hey, my stuff works just as well. I was like, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
okay. Oh, another thing. While it's possible to spread sexual energy all over town, this is like kicking over a fire hydrant and watching the water just gush out all over the place. I don't know if you've never seen a fire hydrant where somebody ran into it in an instant fountain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty to watch, but the water just all flows away. It did. It was stored there. It was put under pressure. It did. You know, the amount of energy that it takes to gather that water, put it in a reservoir, pump it up to a super high pressure so that it's ready to go when a fireman needs it, and then all of a sudden it just splurts out everywhere.
It loses its focus.
There's no focus.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Right.
So,
back to freezing around. It's okay, but that's not magic. I mean, if you need to put out a fire or chase your cat with a fire hose, you're going to find yourself dry and limp because you just splooched it all away.
Right. So the point you're saying is with this energy, you can just kind of like be loose and all over the place with it, but when you it's really most effective if you focus it in that.
Well, what we're talking about is this particular part of energy is what you use to hold things in place or compress and launch them out. Okay, kitties, close your ears. You're not going to like this. Puritans, close your ears. We're going to talk about ejaculation, where it's going to talk about compressing something so hard or like, this is going to be sick, like popping a zit, is you put, or a volcano, you put something under such intense pressure that it's forced out or it's ejected. That's what Scorpio energy is. And once you realize that, only you can assign a need. You can say, I need to put pressure on my boss. I need to put pressure on myself. I need to, when you want to put pressure and you want to make sure that a focus comes out in one specific place, here you go. Grab yourself some Scorpio energy. Make it easier on yourself. Don't go, oh, how am I going to do this? We've given you a label. We've given you directions. But, yeah, Michelle, again, thank you so much. Michelle said force needs form. You can't just throw something out in the air and it'll spread. It'll dissipate. You know, in order to have force, a hammer works because it's a large piece of dense material traveling at a high velocity to a very small area. You know, you have a very tiny area that's being pounded. Yeah, you can't do that with a pillow, hence the pillow fight, why pillow fights are fun or sexy or whatever, because it's a big amount of area and it's no energy at all. Just so we didn't run out of time, I do want to talk about the aspects of Scorpio energy if we can. If you really want to drill down and target, this may seem a little advanced for some people, but you know what? Listen to the podcast once or twice and you know, LTC, use your brain. Just take a moment and don't try to memorize this. Just try to absorb it. Try to understand. We'll break it down into the planets. If you want to draw a little picture of the sun, and make it a Scorpio sun. The sun is exactly what it is in the sky. It's big. It's radiant. It's always there. Okay, so this is generic Scorpio energy. If you don't have some type of focus, but you want a visual image, do a midnight sign, do a Scorpio sign. This is also good to bring Scorpio people to you or to attract a Scorpio man because, again, masculine sun. The sun has an authoritarian presence to it because, well, duh, it's the sun. I may have my Latin wrong, and I apologize, but it's something like no haud vita, no socialis. No haud vita. No sun, no life. So when you
right.
use the Scorpio sun, a good image for the Scorpio sun is a cop. A cop doesn't run around kicking in doors. A cop waits for someone to break the law. It's like a snake. Don't get near me. If you get in my face, then I will bite you. If you break the law, then the cop comes after you. Same thing with
right.
the Scorpio. It's reactionary. Now, Aries is totally different. Aries just hits you.
Right.
And that's cool. Cause, you know, that's fun. I mean, he doesn't go on to do that. But a Scorpio, at least, will wait. It's like a rattlesnake. And, well, no, actually, a rattlesnake would be a Gemini Scorpio. It's like, hey, I'm telling you right now. But so there's your visual. And, again, you can use this as a totem. You can use it as a sigil. Scorpio moon. This is really good if you want to work with dark emotional magic, Lilith. Or if you want to work on feminine empowerment, but I mean real solid female power, domination, independence, Scorpio moon is where you're at. But it's also very, very dark, very powerful energy. You know, when I say dark, I don't mean evil. I mean, can be a
right.
little
no, weird. I know. Yeah.
And you do, Carol, and I appreciate that. I just want to make sure we don't grab someone who's like, oh, they said dark. It's like, oh, God, really? You know, purple is dark. That doesn't mean it's evil. Blue is dark. That doesn't mean it's evil. Pink could be evil. Oh, my God. You know, pink is all
the pink,
light
well,
and fluffy.
Yeah, pink's pretty evil. I don't look good in pink.
Just because it's pink doesn't mean it's nice and fluffy.
Exactly.
If you want to draw a little
preconceived notion.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm going to the numbers. There's my Pop-Tarts. Scorpio Mercury or Mercury Scorpio. Here again, Mercury, thoughts, communication, Scorpio, secrets. So secret information, espionage, uncovering secrets. If you want to find out who's doing what to you, pull out your Scorpio Mercury. 8 to 10 p.m., get out a little Mercury symbol or get some... What's associated with Mercury? Pens, papers, computers, the internet. Although less computer, more pen and paper because it gives you the real biological hands-on feel. You know, start doodling. You know, bring this into your spell work. People say, well, I need a spell for this or that. Not so much. What you need to do is understand what you're trying to accomplish and use that energy and use tools to help you harness that energy. That's what a spell is. I mean, I can give you a spell all day long, but if you don't understand the hows and whys, even just a little bit, you don't have to understand every little last detail, but the more you really get it, the more you can bond with it. And again, that's what Scorpio is all about. It's about getting inside. It's about swimming in the water. Scorpio doesn't let you dip your toes in the water. You're either in the pool or you're out of the pool. And if you're out of the pool, you're not in Scorpio.
Right.
Real quick, Venus and Scorpio, jealousy magic, or I'd say, but you know, breaking up, or if you want to work in a positive way, bonding, blood and sex magic. Like Angelina Jolie does blood magic, or did, so it's not like, you know, only dark, scary people do.
Lots of people do blood magic. Blood is powerful.
Cool.
Blood is, yeah, wow. Blood is super powerful.
Menstrual blood magic is some of the best, most powerful magic of all. Unfortunately,
absolutely.
I don't have access to it, but it's got everything. It's got ovarian. It's got creation. It's got blood. It's got the moon. I mean, it's got iron, you know, because iron in the blood.
Correct.
It's got the color red. And who doesn't like the color red? It's got everything. If you can work menstrual blood magic into your magic and you're sincere about it, you can do some amazing, amazing things. Scorpio Mars rules Scorpio. just long story short, Marshall Scorpio, it always has, always will. Revenge, violence, vengeance, justice. This is not aggressive. Aries is aggressive. If you want to go out and kick somebody's butt, drink a bottle of tequila, put on your little Aries hat, get some brass knuckles, and go kick some ass. Scorpio Mars is revenge. You did what to who?
That's what I have. My Mars is Scorpio.
And that's why you can't let go of shit. And that's good.
Wait, what are you trying to say?
What do you mean by that? Exactly. I know how to push buttons. Push. But no, absolutely. Oh, it's good and it's bad. It's like my Mars is in Capricorn. I'm like a nurse shark or a pit bull. I don't know when to let go. And even when I do know when to let go, my jaw's like, I'm not letting go. So again, Mars and Scorpio, Mars and Capricorn, we talked about Virgo and Scorpio being such good friends. In this sense, Mars and Scorpio, Mars and Capricorn, tenacious motherfuckers. A Mars and Taurus can go, fine, whatever, and just walk away. Mars and Gemini can get angry and then blow it off, and then there's sunshine and rainbows, but they're clean. Mars and Gemini can be like, I forgot, whatever. Always I'll just talk you to death. But, man, Mars and Scorpio, Mars and Capricorn, oh, God. Just, you know, move to the other side of the country because there is no such thing as forgiveness. That's all you need to know. Death is not forgiveness.
Yeah.
There will be a time. So, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, and that's the thing, too. I kind of hate it about myself because, I don't know, I can wait a long time.
Time. See, that's another thing about Scorpio that it doesn't get credit for is really, really patient.
Well, in that respect, I'm pretty impatient a lot of the time. But I mean, as far as that whole vengeful thing goes, it's like
because it's like a fine wine; it just adds to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like yes,
that
you
whole,
want it.
That
but
whole revenge is a dish best served cold. That's for Scorpio. That right there is Mars Scorpio.
Well, it just tastes better when they're having a good time and they're all happy and sunshiny and you're like, bam! Hey, remember 28 years and 7 days ago at 3 p.m. when you tweaked my ear? Like I said, it is good. It's great.
All right, well, we're at 7, we're 8 minutes out, so just to kind of give you...
Well, we're just about... I mean, there's a whole bunch we can talk about, but I've got a lot of the things covered that I did.
Right.
If you want, let's try to sum up a bit. Some examples of how to harness and use your Scorpio energy. You can draw a glyph or a symbol, and you can harness that. That's accepted. You can get specific Scorpio herbs that match the aspect of the Scorpio energy, or you can just grab Scorpio, like pine. Pine is a great Scorpio. You have pine cones, pine bark, pine oil.
I've sold a lot of pine oil in the shop lately.
And you know what? That's
yeah.
And it's good. You know, it's good. And it's, again, it's not dark. It's not evil. It's just Scorpio. It's not dark and evil.
It is
good. But then, you know what? Gemini can be just as bad. Gemini can tear you down just as fast if you make them angry. So there's that. But another thing, Scorpio energy loves music. There's a lot of good vengeful songs. There's a lot of good "You've Done Me Wrong" songs. Ever hear the blues? Or "I'm Gonna Get You Back" songs. These are great ways. People do this all day long. They'll sit and listen to the radio, and they won't realize they're channeling Scorpio energy just by singing along to some of their most angry songs, you know, because their boyfriend cheated on them or somebody took their lunch money. And they'll forget it 5 minutes later, and that's good because it's a nice event. But these are all ways that you can manifest your Scorpio energy. Now, why do you want to manifest Scorpio energy instead of just "I want blah energy"? Once you know how to measure energy, you can make your spells sing and dance. You can do effective prayer. Your meditation will be better. You'll be far more at peace. I mean, we've given you all the tools here. If you're lost, listen to the podcast again or go in the forums and complain. I'm lost, but don't say I'm lost. Say I'm lost. Here's what I need to know. We're here to help you.
Right. I do want to put that out there for those that are listening that are not members of our YouTube.
Right. What is the address of the website?
Okay. Witchyliving.com is the discussion forum. And if you have any questions about any of these podcasts, we've got a group in there. And all you have to do is post a question, and Dusty will pop in and he will answer it for you. So if you're confused, don't be. You can kind of delve into it a bit more in the forum. So if you're not a member, please come join us. We would love to have you.
It's a nice place, and there's a lot of good people, and it's free, and it's reasonably private.
Yeah, it is reasonably private. I have it set so that the front page is visible to people when they come up, so they can kind of get a feel for the place. But as soon as you click on anything, if you're not a member, it forces you to sign up. So people can't go into the dungeon and start reading things because they're not members. Now, of course, anybody can sign up. I mean, I don't do a background check, but
right. Plus, you can also make yourself a screen.
You have to put
really
forth the effort to sign up. Yeah. So.
No, absolutely. It's a great place to find intelligent discussion. And you don't have to know a lot of stuff. If you know stuff, come share it. If you have questions, come share it. If you just want to hang around and have fun reading, that's cool too.
Right.
But it's not like you have to be a grand master of wizardry or Buddhism or anything. You know,
yeah.
Just come in.
I don't know anybody. Yeah. There's lots of smart people.
I need to do it.
Yeah.
It's witchy living.
So,
it's just a cool place.
Yeah, it is witchy living. So, yeah, if you have any questions about Scorpio energy or anything else, just log in. So I think we've got 2 minutes left.
We're here to help.
So I like Scorpio.
I like Scorpios, too, and I made a lot of fun of them, and I probably will, too, in earlier podcasts and later about how I'm a Scorpio and nobody likes me or whatever. Not me. I mean, I'm a Sag. Everybody loves me. But Scorpio energy, in a nutshell, it's dark, it's mysterious, it's very intense, and it likes its privacy. It likes things in the night. And if you want to channel this energy, or you want to make yourself a little bit more sexy and mysterious, wham, here you go. You say, how can I make myself more sexy and mysterious? Well, start channeling in some Scorpio energy. Get yourself, and you start with a little trinket. Find one little fascination item. Look in your magical terminology book for fascination. Get yourself a little bauble. Wear some black. I didn't have any black Scorpios. We're all different colors. But work slowly on bringing these parts out, or get your chart made. Find out what house Scorpio is in. Read up on that. Focus on it. This is how you can manifest this in your life and get what you want without a lot of hassle.
Right. Right. All right. Well, we've got just about a minute left. Bless. So thank you so much.
I'm
going to
let you wrap up then.
Yeah, I'll see you in the forum. I'll see you in the forum.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for having me. I mean, I hope we answered everybody's questions. But.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was, the hour was interesting. It was an interesting way to time it. Maybe we'll go to, we might go to 90 minutes the next time.
And, you know,
I don't know.
People get it every time.
I think people get tired. I mean, an hour is a good time investment, though. People can do an hour, you know?
Hey, whatever works for them, I'm happy to go.
Yep, we'll see. We'll talk about it. Okay, well, thank you, sir. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening in tonight. I appreciate it. Just like I said, circle.witchyliving.com. We're on Facebook, and you can also find information out about us at witchyliving.com. And for those that might be interested, we're planning on having a witch's ball here in New Orleans next year. So stay tuned for more information on that. And we will be back soon with a tarot podcast, and I'll have the data for that soon. Thanks again, everybody. You have a good night.